What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 17th of April. It's the fourth Friday of lockdown, I think. I've totally lost track. But it doesn't matter because you can still have the Friday feeling. It's here again. You can put your work away, not that you had it out already, and get the bottle out and drink yourself into oblivion. That'll get rid of another day chalked off the lockdown. Don't worry about that. Just enjoy yourself. That's what we're here for. What I was going to say, why didn't you tell me? I missed the clap yesterday. I missed the NHS clap. Why didn't you tell me? I was doing this podcast whilst it was happening. So my neighbours need to up their game because I couldn't hear them. Otherwise, I'd have cut it off and fucking stuck my head out. But I totally lost track. So I'm going to give them a little one now. But, you know, they're meant to have all the pots and pans and getting all funky with it, like the fucking steel drums and everything. You know, I know up in Birmingham, where I'm from, they'd have been really fucking on it. A musical bunch, us Brummies. But anyway, that was the fourth one. Must be, I'm sure it was. But good news anyway, Captain the Tom Moore is keep going around his garden. He's still on the move. I've got his name right this time, Captain Tom Moore. He's still going, so you can still donate. He's up to 15 million. Fuck you. Now, I'll tell you what. That is like, he's going to literally run. He's walking that much now. He's just going to say, I'm not going to give up until people stop donating money. I bet he's walked himself a fucking big trench all the way around his garden. He's just going to dig it in. They'll have to pay like a Benny Hill music over it. You know what I mean? Video record it. And then you can see him going around and around and around and around. That'd be fun. He could sell that on the and donate that money to the NHS. He's a money machine. That's what he is. There's a woman doing it now as well. She's climbing a mountain in the stairs of her care home, up and down the stairs, and she's on like crutches or on a walking stick. She's up to like about 135 grand. I tell you what, they're not going to sit back and take the coronavirus, are they? They're just fucking getting on with it. They're saying, fuck it, we'll get out and do some good. Really good as well. So, you know, there's angels of all ages. No one's going to sit back and just put up with coronavirus taking the old and attacking the care homes or whatever. They're going to get busy with it, raise some money. What was I going to say? People who are fucking taking a piss, though. This is what's wrong with the hospitals. 13p a minute. A hospital phone firm has been accused of cashing in after refusing to remove charges for final calls to dying patients. Is that just like the fucking worst statement I could have fucking read out then or what? I didn't even know that there was a charge to call people for fucking dying patients anyway. You know, I guess people are normally there for it, aren't they? But I guess there must have been cases in the past where people have phoned because whatever circumstances. But still, who's charged? How can you charge for that anyway? That's just like the scum of the earth fucking thing, isn't it? Hospital phone calls, that's like hospital car parks charges. And, you know, phone calls, 13p a minute. Is that expensive? That's quite a lot, isn't it? If he was on the phone for a while. I don't know about, all I know is that when I ring some numbers on my mobile, I don't know, I just presume that they're normal free numbers. And all of a sudden, my fucking phone bill's sky high. I can't even see over the top of it, it's that high. So I know what it's like to be stung on a phone call. But that's a bit cheap, to be honest. It's not cheap, it's expensive, but cheap actions, it's a bit like naughty. So they have them TVs as well above the bed, you know, like when they put the TV in, you got to put money in. You can't watch the TV. So imagine like the ones who haven't got any money, do they not get to have the TV on? That's just shit, isn't it? The haves and the have nots, even in the hospital. So that's just crap. You'd have to do like what you do on the council estate and fucking wire the, when you used to have TV, you used to have TVs that you put money in to put the TV on, the council, or not the council, the radio rentals and everything. They'd put you a telly in and you put money in the meter and you would get some TV. But if you ran out of money, no TV, I'm afraid. So, but people knew how to fix, to fucking break the machine, you know what I mean? And like, jimmy the thing and like, so you get the money back out and keep putting it in and clocking up the TV. And eventually rob the money out of the TV and say you've been burgled. That's exactly what would happen many times over. And the electric meter, all that. Oh, they had all the scams. Great. I'll tell you what, there's some ingenious people on council estates. Don't fucking knock the working class. And it's like this thing with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That Chris Tarrant has called the guy a rotter, a cad, the guy who cheated. He was coughing. It was coughing, and he won the because he had somebody in the audience. If anybody doesn't know, it was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he had an audience member cough every time they got the answer. They knew the answer, and he would cough on the four questions or whatever, which was the right answer, and he would give it. And they must, I don't know how they knew. They must have been wired up to some fucking internet or whatever. Fuck knows what. But anyway, and he won £1 million, and they're calling him a rotter, a bandit, and a cad. I call him fucking clever as anything. I thought that's like, it's not like a cheap, that's, he's going for £1 million, you know, that's like, that's almost like a bank heist or a fucking a diamond thief or something like that. You know, you're going for the big one, the big money, the million. And he wants to be a millionaire, as I said before. So ironically, he became a millionaire on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, just not by via the rules. So I think it's brilliant. I think it was a great idea to come up with a scam like that and get and almost get away with it because he got caught. So it's a shame because that one was like perfect because they didn't get caught straight away. They must have come out of there. I bet that party that they had must have been all the worth it anyway. The party that they had the night after they, or the night he's walked out of that studio with that massive check. I know they give him a little one of there, don't they? Remember some of them game shows, they give you that massive check and you go fucking carry it off like... We've got to go outside, and if it's windy, it'd blow you over. But and some of them were just for £1,000 or something, like you'd have to carry it like a knob carrying it out of the studio. But that one, they give you the proper little check like that. But brilliant. You know, I just think we should applaud that. You know, the way that I mean, it's nothing like a good bank heist on the TV. So as long as nobody got hurt, that's the good films, isn't it? You know, they made a TV program about it anyway, so you can watch it. If anybody wants, who gives a shit, you can watch it. I ain't going to watch the program. I already know the story. Anyway, this is going to be a short one tonight because I've got to be somewhere. My dinner's in the oven. I mean, I've got a business meeting to be at. So we got stuff to do. Doctors fear a second health crisis from people drinking too much alcohol after sales rose nearly 300%. During the lockdown. Come on, fuck you. Now, one thing at a time. Let us enjoy the lockdown if we can. We'll get away with... let's get this out of the way. It's only 6 weeks so far. If you drag it out over a year, yeah, that's going to be like... Probably like alcoholics fucking... You know, it's going to be a serious alcoholic situation going on. But at the moment, it's like an extended holiday. I'm sure people are just... Mostly people are... enjoying it and making the best of the time that they're in stuck indoors. Some people might be going over the top, but even still, they're enjoying themselves and they probably would have done it anyway. So, you know, what we're going to say, blokes can tell when a woman is sexually aroused just by the smell of her armpits. Sorry, I've never, that's a new one on me. I've never actually, and it's going to be like counterproductive, isn't it? Because if you smell a woman's armpits, isn't that like going to put you off? So she's horny at that point, and you're going to go, sorry, love, can we... there's something on the TV, that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire program's on. I want to watch what happened. The coughing bloke. Let's put that on. And we'll think about sex a bit later on. In fact, let's just get pissed, and then I can put up with the smell of your armpits, and we'll get on with it then. I'm only joking. I've never heard that anyway, and I've never actually, I don't think I've ever smelt a woman's armpits. They're very clean and attractive people, and they look after their hygiene a lot better than a lot of men. I can tell you that. I've smelled plenty of fucking blokes' armpits, not by choice, I tell you, but I'm on about, you know, in the fucking gym or at work or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like some people just fucking... haven't got it down, the old fucking hygiene thing, have they? Not somebody I'd know, I'd probably have told them, but I don't go up to strangers and go, excuse me, mate, do you know your armpits stink of shit? But anyways, that's a new one, so maybe, I mean, it used to be a thing, didn't it? I told you about Napoleon, was Napoleon. In French, they used to like body odour, or like the smell of body odour, and Napoleon contacted Josephine, I don't know if it was by letter, he said, I'll be back in 3 weeks, because that's it's not like on the phone. I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back. I'm on my way. I'll be there in about an hour. or 2 hours with him. He was on a ship when I used to be like, I'm on my way, 3 weeks. I'll see you. Don't wash. He'd said, don't wash, because he liked to smell it when he was like, from a distance, as he was coming up, like the Bisto kid, as he's going in there to get down and dirty. So maybe it is aphrodisiac. I haven't read the rest of the story, so I don't know whether it's a turn on or not. Let's read the top bit. A whiff of the sweat made from a woman who is turned on is more attractive, they said. And men who took part in 3 tests were also more aroused by the pong, scientists discovered. Well, I'll go each to their own then. You have to try me. See who it is. Maybe have they all got a different smell? Because you get to smell, is it like blind date? You get to smell one of 3 different contestants and see which one you want to go for. Let's try it. Temperatures are set to plummet. Am I going to piss you off with this one? Temperatures are going to set to plummet from today with heavy rain and thunderstorms from Spain heading our way in time for the weekend. It's all right, we're stuck indoors anyway, aren't we? It'd be nice to have a bit of fucking a nice thunderstorm outside. Let's hope it like has some effect on the virus, brings some kind of different thing to the atmosphere or something. Maybe it'll do something. I doubt it, but nice to think it would, wouldn't it? But we've had a lot of nice weather, so this is England. We've had 3 months of pissing down the rain, and we've had like 2 weeks of relatively okay weather. Some of those 2 weeks quite nice, and now we have to have a thunderstorm to counteract, to balance. You're not allowed to have all that nice sunny weather in England. We have to blast you with a fucking few storms in between. It's never constant or consistent, should I say. A former Lord Mayor has been accused of baking a swastika into a hot cross bun and posting the image online. Well, he ain't the fucking brainiest, is he? Because even if you are, if you're any kind of standing and you got those kind of fucking thoughts in your head, what you don't do is put it online, 100%. You keep that to yourself and your other fucking dumbass mates who fucking think the same thing. Make your 6 hot cross buns, pass them out to your fucking racist mates, and cheers your hot cross buns together like that, and do your salutes, and then go and fucking bury your head. But instead, you fucked yourself up and put it online. In fact, it's a good thing, because now we all know what you're about. He's admitted unless he did it for a joke, but I doubt it. Cliff Mason has admitted baking 6 and fuck into Easter buns. But he denied the Nazi symbol claim, saying the Snapchat images had been digitally altered. He added, I'm being got at. Well, I'm not going to... maybe, it could have happened. But why would somebody bother with that? Why would somebody bother changing it to... could have done. But for now, it's a Nazi symbol. So you need to come out and fucking... you need to come out with the evidence, I think, to back your story up. Because you've, what is he saying? He's putting 6 and fuck into Easter buns. They're all right. You can get away with them. What are you going to end them out to? You having a fucking, is that you turning people on? Is that a, like you're going to get a woman round and like you're going to swoon, what's the word? Turn her on then, I don't know, with your hot cross bun, your bacon. Because bacon's all the rage at the minute, isn't it, with that Bake Off show. I don't get it at all. But he might be fucking, you know, he might be up for it and he thinks that's going to be the way to a woman's heart. He's going to give her the bacon, she's going to get her armpits out and they're going to get down and dirty. And she just might be racist like him and then they can really have a good time. What was I going to say? I don't put these in any order, and I should do, because I'm fucking losing me place here. Oh, there's another thing here. Brits are romping more. It's getting sexual, isn't it? Brits are romping more in the lockdown, with Viagra sales up 4-fold. Horny fellas snapped up more blue pills in March than that month last year. Well, doesn't that like, what do you mean, getting Viagra? Does that clearly means that they're not up for it, isn't it? They're obviously going, oh, fuck me, I've got to have sex again. Might have to fucking bash a pill down because I ain't really in the mood. I've been doing it for the last 3 weeks, constant, all day, every day. So now I'm going to have to fucking bang some Viagra and get, like, you know, a bit of help downstairs. Because that's clearly, unless it's all the old dudes, and the old dudes are like fucking, again, like I said, they ain't been put off or scared by the coronavirus. They're like thinking, well, if we're stuck indoors, let's get around the care. I'll get around this care home quicker than any coronavirus. Give me a few of them Viagras. I'll fucking be knocking on the doors, not with my hands, I'll have the drinks in my hands, and I'll be knocking on the door with my fucking rock hard Tommy. Yeah, that's a good idea. Why not? Fucking, even if you give yourself an heart attack and go out that way, beat the coronavirus. Do it fucking, do it in style. Brain surgery first. That's the thing to do as soon as your ear has entered the hotel, entered the room, or entered the care home. Just fucking make that right. Rather than, like, you know, succumb, bang the Viagra and get busy with it. Right, brain surgery first took place in the fourth. I think this is going to be my last one. Brain surgery. Oh no, two more. Brain surgery first took place in the 4th century on the Greek island of Thassos, say US researchers, who found skulls with holes drilled in as evidence of the procedure. Fuck, I don't fancy the chances of them ever working out very well. Do you? If they did, I think their ancestors, they've had kids and they've rolled on and rolled on and rolled on. And there's plenty of them around today, like that guy who's baking swastikas into hot bun, cross buns. His great ancestor had a fucking lobotomy. He had something drilled into his head, become a fucking thick bastard. And then they've evolved into fucking those kind of people. And people who don't fucking socially distance when I'm walking down the street and fucking get in your way. Dumbasses. A guy come in the shop, I was in the supermarket the other day, and he was just like, it was right in my fucking face. I didn't say nothing, like, but I thought, haven't you got the fucking memo? He was following me around because it was a one-way stop, so he was like, I had to, like, speed up to get away from him. He was like, chase me. Last one, a patient unable to visit a dentist in lockdown was in so much pain, he yanked it out himself. My hero, that's like old school, you know, like I always wondered what, you know, like the toothache when you see people with the napkin tied around. Nothing, no worse a pain than toothache, I can tell you that now. I had it for fucking twice as long as I needed to have it because the doctors gave me antibiotics to get rid of it, and it didn't get rid of it because they gave me the wrong ones, so I had to have the right ones, and it took 2 weeks to clear up. So I had it for 4 weeks. Fuck me, I couldn't open my mouth. I had to drink soup through a straw and everything. It was terrible. And I could remember them pictures in the old comics where somebody's got a hanky tied around their head, you know, and like the face is all swollen out. It was like that. So this guy has had to do a job on himself, and he's got to pull it out with a pair of pliers. That's hardcore. And that's what we're having to do. We're having to cut our own hair, pull our own teeth out. And, you know, and to the single people, do your own sex or whatever else you have to do. Do your own dinners at the very least. And that's like, you know, wearing a bit thin. Anyway, by the way, thinking about that, mine's just burnt. So hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again next week. See you later for now. Bye.